Yeah, it's 823 at WEOL. Somebody who loves Indians baseball, I know that, right?
Yes, Bill Harper, absolutely.
Executive director from United Way of Greater Lorain County. You make it to some ball games throughout the
season?
Oh, yeah,
three or four. I think I'll be down in Florida, actually, when they're at Tampa Bay in April, so I'm going to try and get to one of those games as well.
Schedule fitted in
with the schedule
Indians.
Around, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I've never been to that stadium, so that ballpark. So, yeah, this is a great time of the year, though. You know, you're just getting out of February, and you're hearing the voices from Arizona talking about the tribe and spring training, and it's great. Wahoo Week gets you in the mood.
It's also tax season, so
it is.
There's a yin and a yang for the whole.
Thanks for bringing it down there, right. Bruce.
Well, yeah. I'm bringing it up actually because we've got some free tax prep that's been going on.
We do,
on,
we
right?
do. We have our Lorain County Free Tax Prep Coalition. It's a bunch of organizations, including United Way. We lead the coalition, and we help those low-income families that Tony Gallo was talking about earlier. With regard to the hunger, Harvest for Hunger program, we help them to get their taxes done, and many of them qualify for the earned income tax credit because they did work, and the federal government a number of years ago decided that they would offset the Social Security taxes that they paid during the year as part of working by getting a tax credit, and it actually lifts across the country this. Program lifts over 6 million households out of poverty, just getting that return. And in Lorain County, it's over 20,000 recipients. So we do a lot of taxes this time of year.
And it helps them out for they may not either have been able to do it correctly. This is the way that you have help, and it also just guides them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm one of the volunteer tax preparers, so Thursday nights is my night to do taxes, and it's great. It's great to get to know these folks. It's inspiring to hear about their work. Many of them bring in multiple W-2s because they're working many jobs just to put food on the table and pay their bills and so forth. So they're good people, and we try to help them out.
And I suppose as a tax pro, you kind of engage in conversation. You kind of find out a little bit about them too.
Well, it is a very revealing conversation that you have because they're laying out their whole financial life in front of you to put it on the forms, and then we file their returns electronically and do all that work for them.
How long does it usually take on average for you when you're working?
Well, I'm pretty slow. we schedule tax appointments an hour apart, and I on average, I'm probably done 30, 45 minutes.
And once this has been filed, do you have any idea how long before the money comes back?
Well, it depends. If they file electronically and they have a bank account, that speeds up things quite a bit. So it could be anywhere 3-4 weeks. Of course, as you go on, the tax season moves forward. You have more people scrambling to get this done. And so it's more pressure on the IRS and the state to process them because we do both the federal returns and the state returns for them.
Where do people go for this?
Well, all over Lorain County. We have sites all over Lorain County. Most of the appointments, most of the taxes are done by appointment, but we also have Super Saturdays where people can come on a first-come, first-served basis. The next one of those, and the last one, is actually this March the 5th, this Saturday, at the Lorain County Community College main branch from 10 to 3. So if folks are interested in that, they can go. Also, there still are appointments available, of course. And for that, they, of course, call 211 or on a cell phone, that's 800-275-6106. And you can schedule an appointment at a location near you.
Greg, today is March 1st. I don't know if we mentioned this at all during the day. Today is March 1st.
It is.
But we're at the beginning of the month, but I want to talk about the end of the month already.
March 31st.
When you have a special impact celebration.
We do. We used to have what we called a campaign finale, and we would share with everyone the generosity of our community and raising funds for United Way's efforts. But we've been making changes in this over the years, and we're flipping the calendar over.
Bring that over,
Bruce.
All right,
hold on a minute. I was trying to do this without being acknowledged on it. But
okay. Oh, sorry.
All right. You, Bill Harper, look at this and tell me what do you see in this picture here?
I see hands and that are painted to look like a bald eagle of some sort. It's kind of weird.
That's our calendar.
He's pretty much.
Did you pay a lot for that calendar?
That's a good one, especially though the bird head, right? That's well done.
The bird head is very well done. Yeah. It's like painted on their hands.
Is it the one of the thumbs? I guess is the bird head as well.
I guess that's what it is. It's a bunch of. That's what that calendar is. Hands painted to look like animals, huh?
Right. They're painted hands.
Painted hands.
Wildlife redefined with painted hands.
Well, that's very creative.
That's a great one there.
Yeah, very creative. I give them credit for that.
The bald eagle.
It's a little bit weird, but it's also creative.
Yes. Well, we've had that to set about us on occasion.
You poor guys have to look at that calendar constantly.
Well,
So that's the celebration of community impact on March the 31st. It's a breakfast meeting. Everyone's welcome. Come in and get your free breakfast. And it's our opportunity to thank our supporters and report back to the community on all the great work that our community collaboratives have been doing throughout the year.
Well, let's talk about something that we heard through the grapevine. Of course, it's already been given to you, the Eric Nord Award for Excellence in Leadership.
Yeah.
Now, were you a member of Leadership Lorain County?
Yes, class of 2004.
Okay.
Yes.
And they had an annual Make a Difference Makers Gala, and you were given the Eric Nord Award for Excellence in Leadership. Tell me a bit kind of what that means to you.
Was a great honor. Obviously, anything that has the Nord family attached to it, and particularly Eric Nord, who was such a great philanthropist and businessman in Lorain County. And, of course, the family's legacy lives on with Nordson Corporation and the Nord Family Foundation. So it was a great honor. I really accepted it on behalf of our team at Greater Lorain, United Way of Greater Lorain County, and our board, our staff, and all the collaboratives that we work with. It was really an honor to represent them in receiving that award.
How would you talk about your experience with Leadership Lorain County? What was that for you?
Oh, it was super. I came to Lorain County in December of 2002 to assume the job of Executive Director of Lorain County Board of Mental Health. Amy Levin was retiring. And although I grew up in the greater Cleveland area, I was new to Lorain County, and Leadership Lorain County really gave me an opportunity to meet some other people here and to learn all about Lorain County. And it really gives you a jump start in terms of your career here. Yeah, it was great.
Especially when you do that crazy scavenger hunt that they send you on.
I know, and my team won that year, actually. I still have the gold medal that we won. But we kind of cheated a little bit. Well, there was no rule against it at that point. It was still kind of new. We used our cell phones, obviously, to reach out to phone a friend and get information. So,
well, that's part of using new technology.
We used new
adapting
technology.
To changes. Yep. That's how you do.
Right. There was no rule against it.
No, it was like your Kobayashi Maru, right? From Star Trek.
Oh, that's right. Kobayashi Maru. Boy, I haven't heard that in a long time. That's great.
I don't know.
Spell that, right?
Well, it was a computer program for test pilots.
Oh, okay, right.
And the idea was there was no solution. It was simply how well did you react. Right. So Jim Kirk went in and fixed the program and beat it.
Of course.
Of course he did. William Shatner always beats it. But
what are you, speechless now?
Well, I was thinking because I have – William Shatner, I see him on Twitter all the time, going through all these debates on different things, and he's always out there.
He's always out there.
Trying to get people
Now that Spock has passed.
Yes, as well.
Right.
Now, Bill, if somebody wants to be part of that breakfast?
That event, yes. They can go to our website, uwlorainecounty.org, for registration information, or call us at 440-277-6530, and we'll sign you up. So that's a great morning. I think it's probably my favorite day of the year because we get a chance to thank everyone and to share all the work that we've been doing, and it's going to be a fun time, I'm sure.
I thought opening day of Indians baseball was your favorite day.
It's always so cold.
All right. It is
almost always cold on opening day.
As we continue on, Bill Harper, with Executive Director, United Way of Greater Lorain County. Thanks for coming.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to see you guys.
It is 8:33 at WEOL. News is on the way in just a moment.